You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome to The Encouragers with Minister Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, bringing words of encouragement for everyday life.
Our Father, who art in heaven, maker and creator of this entire universe, King of kings, Lord of lords, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is a victorious life. My text is Philippians 4:13, which states, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Have you ever been humbled by a problem in your life? The problem would not go away, and you just did not know what to do about it. Are you out of a job? And do you not know how you will pay your bills? Do you find yourself thinking about your problems continuously? What does God want us to do when we are troubled by our problems? On the other hand, do you have more money than you need for your basic needs? You have been blessed with good health and strength and a good job, which pays enough money to pay all your bills and supply all your basic needs with money left over. Do you act the same when you suffer need as opposed to when you have more than what you need? In January 2022, on the Learning Network, teenagers were asked about their views on rejection. One teenager said, I believe that rejection is an opportunity for growth. When you are rejected, it forces you to focus on what you need to work on to be better, so that if you go back, you can get the acceptance that is well deserved. At the time of this text, Paul is in jail in Rome. He is writing a letter to the church in Philippi to encourage them to continue in the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. The text says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I refers to a Christian. A Christian has the force at all times and at any age, but by only one means, which is through Jesus Christ, from which the unending power comes. The power does not come by virtue of one's own ability and resources, or through a state of mind, or through favorable circumstances. In this text, Paul is saying that Jesus Christ gives him the power to be content in spite of poverty or prosperity. Most times in poverty, we depend on God for help. But during prosperity, we often trust in our own riches. Paul calls the Philippians to attitudes of joy and reason, so that they replace anxiety with expectant, grateful prayer. He also calls them to think upon and practice Christian virtues. Philippians 4:4 states, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. The joy that Paul calls for is not a happiness that depends on circumstances, but a deep contentment that is in the Lord, based on trust in the sovereign living God, and that therefore is available always, even in difficult times. Philippians 4:5 through 12 states, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, or if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, and now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Now that I speak in respect, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know how both to be abased, which is to lower in prestige, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Reasonableness is crucial for maintaining community. It is the disposition that seeks what is best for everyone and not just for oneself. The Lord is at hand emphasizes the fact that Jesus will surely return as judge and will hold people responsible for their deeds. Paul does not specify when this will happen. Paul echoes Jesus' teaching in the Sermon on the Mount that believers are not to be anxious, but are to entrust themselves into the hands of their loving Heavenly Father, whose peace will guard them in Christ Jesus. Because God is sovereign and in control, Christians can entrust all their difficulties to Him, who rules over all creation, and who is wise and loving in all His ways. An attitude of thanksgiving contributes directly to this inward peace. Think about these things. The Philippians are to fill their minds with things that will inspire worship of God and service to others. Beyond having a proper spiritual outlook, the Philippians are to practice what they have seen Paul doing. As they make progress in this way, they will find it that it is not simply the peace of God, but the God of peace Himself who will be with them. Paul thanks the Philippians for their gift to him and assures them that God will in turn supply all of their needs. Paul is grateful for the Philippian support, but he wants them to know that even in difficult circumstances, he has learned to be content. It is a good work to come to the aid of and help a good minister in trouble. The apostle was often in bonds, imprisonments, and necessities, but in all, he learned to be content, to bring his mind to his condition and make the best of it. Pride, unbelief, and a strong and consistent desire after something we have not got, an inconsistent distaste of present things, makes men discontented, even under favorable circumstances. Let us pray for patient submission and hope when we are lowered in prestige, for humility and a heavenly mind when exalted. It is a special grace to have an equal temper of mind always, and in a low state, not to lose our comfort in God, nor distrust His providence, nor take any wrong course for our own supply. In a prosperous condition, not to be proud or secure or worldly. This is a harder lesson than the other, for the temptations of fullness and prosperity are more than those of affliction and want. The apostle had no design to urge them to give more, but to encourage such kindness as will meet a glorious reward hereafter. Through Christ, we have grace to do what is good, and through Him, we must expect the reward. And as we have all things by Him, let us do all things for Him and to His glory. The secret of living amid life's difficulties is simple. Trust in God in such a way that one can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This does not mean God will bless whatever a person does. It must be read within the context of the letter, with its emphasis on obedience to God and service to God and others. Paul depended on the power of Christ at work in his life. I can through Christ was Paul's motto, and it can be ours also. The Living Bible puts it this way. I can do everything God asks me to do with the help of Christ, who gives me the strength and power. The Christian has all the power within that he needs to be life. We need only release this power by faith. Therefore, let us remember that we as Christians, no matter what life brings our way, can have contentment through the power of Jesus Christ if we have faith in God and do what he tells us to do in his word. Jesus was crucified and died a painful death on the cross for our sins. However, after 3 days, he arose from the dead with all powers in his hands. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God wants us to live a victorious life. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. There is the saving power of the Holy Spirit. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of a living God, and are willing to confess your sins to God and ask for forgiveness, God will forgive you. If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Thanks for tuning in. We consider this a safe place where you can be encouraged during these challenging times. Today's topic is Revelation. What is Revelation? Revelation means that something that has been hidden is now made known. If it isn't revealed, it remains hidden. Some people see God that way, hidden and unknown. This view assumes God does not want to be known, or even that God is incapable of being known because God is just a vague, impersonal force like gravity. But God has revealed himself. He is not hidden. He has spoken to us, and if we listen, we can discover what he is like and come to know him in a personal way. God has two textbooks. One is the textbook of nature. By looking at the world, we can learn something about its creator. The other is the textbook of Revelation, the world's greatest book, the Bible. It is more than an ancient record of events. It is God's Word, given to us by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to guide our lives. God has spoken, and he still speaks. It is God's desire that all would come to know him and to be saved. Are you listening to God, or are you listening to everybody else but God? At this point, as you ponder that question, some of you may be thinking that I listen, but I'm not clear on what God is saying. You may feel like you don't have a close relationship with God, or you sense that you have missed the mark. You probably heard that Jesus came to save you from your sin, but you're not sure how that works. Well, if that's the case, I've got good news for you. Realize that all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But the good news is that God loves you and gives you the opportunity to come to him, acknowledge your sin, and trust him as your Lord and Savior. Will you respond to his call? Remember, God gave his son Jesus, who died between two criminals, was buried in a borrowed tomb. But early